Hey, good morning, everybody. It's Aaron Ramsey, the morning of Friday, April 17th. I want to start and just congratulate everybody on a really good week. I know everybody put in extra time and effort, and with changing policy and procedures, it can be difficult, but we really did have a good, successful week. Volumes have increased in our regions, which is positive. We have heard some news that maybe some of our governors are going to open up the non-urgent or non-emergent procedures so that our referring providers will get back into work, and that's exciting, and we look forward to that. In Texas, we're going to be opening 4 centers next week, and that to me is very exciting, and that really is around volume demands. So those that are on inactive in Texas, be ready for those phone calls when we open those centers and call you to come back, or we'll be excited to have you back in those centers and working hard. So thank you for that. This season, one thing that we've been working on, I guess really a good part of last year, and you may have heard this, but is our personal mission statements is, you know, really what are we about individually? And mine is to give, serve, and to love unselfishly. That's very important to me. And so when I came up with my personal mission statement, didn't take long because those are the things I hold dear to my heart. But if you don't have a personal mission statement, I would encourage you to think about that, especially in this season of life. Like, really, who are you and what are you all about, whether it's personal or business or combined. But it's something that kind of keeps me in the lane. You know, if you think about a bowling alley, it keeps the ball in the middle, and I try not to get in the gutters and outside of my mission. And that is, again, to give, serve, and to love unselfishly. So be thinking about that. A couple of administrative things. We have uploaded our FAQs to the employee section on our website. We've consolidated the FAQs, and now they're in searchable form. So if you have some questions around our PTO or sick pay or some other practices, you can actually go out and search that, and it will take you to the applicable place. So pretty exciting. We also have started a blog for our employees to go out and upload pictures and other things, and we would just really like you to do that so that we could start to share this story. You know, a couple years down the road, we're going to look back and we're going to be glad that we took pictures and photos and wrote things down to share the story. It's important for history. So if you would do that, it'd be great. There's a cool article out there from our Keller Center titled Braveheart. It might make you tear up a little bit, but it's such a warm story. So it's pretty cool. But anyway, that's about it for today. I just want you all to know how proud I am, and everybody else is just so proud of you guys. You guys are just awesome, and the company's doing so good, and we're improving every day, and we're growing together as a team. I feel like the bond of our employee owners is strengthening through this time, which will carry us into the years ahead. So I continue to pray for each of you on every day. I actually have a sheet on the wall, and I have points down, and one of those is that, you know, safety over each of our team members and their family members in this season, and so I'm committed to doing that every day. And I also want you to know that I have full confidence and faith that we're headed in the right direction and that we're going to get through this as a company. I don't lose sleep at all at night. When I lay down at night, I go to sleep. I don't wake up worried or doubtful. I just know because of each of you. You guys are such a strong team, and you're so committed, and we're doing the right things. As Paul Sherwood has said, if you do the right things in the right ways for the right reason, we will get the right results, and that's exactly what we're doing. So take care, team. Sure do appreciate you. Keep living a life of love. Bye-bye.